Hope for tomorrow. Yeah. Blessing. You have no cause to be, for Was able to give us the opportunity to get that fixed enough we could come to church tonight. Got a little late, but God knows all about it. So we're thankful tonight. We're going to be reading the book of Galatians tonight in the 5th chapter. I had something else the Lord kind of laid on her heart I'm going to share with you. I've been chewing on it for a while, and it's not with the message. It's something while you're turning. You know, I was putting a word on my heart. James, first chapter of James, the 19th verse says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." Not anything to do with the message tonight, but God wanted me to share that with you tonight. You know, He just put on my heart. We've been chewing on how much better a place this world would be if we just remember that thing. It seems like a revolutionary idea to be slow to wrath. You know, quick to hear. You know, nobody wants to listen anymore. Nobody wants to listen to anything, and everybody wants to be quick to get upset and to have a little wrath in them and things like that. But those things don't work, the righteousness of God. God's not about it tonight. He doesn't want us to be that way. He wants us to be faithful hearers and doers of the word. But, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in being upset about how things are going. And God just gave us that to chew on a little bit. And we've been chewing on for a few days. And He thought we'd have us share it with you tonight. So hopefully somebody can take something out of that tonight. Just remember that in your daily business, your daily dealings, whether it be family, whether it be work. No matter what it is, just be a little slow to wrath. Just take a little time to listen what's going on. I've heard it said before, you know, God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. You know, we got to listen twice as much as we speak. I'll be the first to say I'm guilty of not doing that. I probably speak about 10 times as much as I listen. But God's been working on us about it. So we thought we'd share it with you tonight too. But in the book of Galatians in the 5th chapter is where we're going to read at tonight. That's where the text is going to come from. That's what the Lord's laid on our heart. We're going to read just one verse. We're going to read the first verse. It's the only verse that we're going to read tonight. If you're willing, you're able tonight, if you stand, it'll be a short reading, so it won't be too bad. Book of Galatians, in the 5th chapter, make sure it's in the first verse, and we're reading. It reads like this, and it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Amen. And we're going to stop reading right there. We appreciate you standing tonight and reverencing God's word. But, you know, we started thinking about this text, and the first thing that came to mind was just that liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. You know, it says to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. Well, glory to God tonight that God, Christ hath made us free. And I begin to think about where that freedom comes from, where that freedom is. And we had a couple of scriptures we're going to read there real quick. We didn't want you standing a lot tonight. We're probably going to flip back and forth a lot. But the scripture we had was in the 8th chapter of the book of John, 32nd verse. And it says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. And tonight also it says in the 36th verse, "The Son shall make you free. You shall be free indeed." Well, aren't you glad tonight for the freedom that Christ has given us, each and every one? Glory to God tonight. So many times we're all wrapped up in the things of this world. And we get all bound up. And we don't know how to act. And we don't don't know what to do. And we get so sidetracked by the things of this world. You think about them all the time. They're on your mind. Well, you come into the church house and you begin to think about the things you got to do. I'm guilty of it. Well, praise God, about thinking about the things of the coming week and the things that are going on. Well, glory to God. But all those things don't mount a hill of beans to serving God tonight. Well, glory to God. Those things which He's done in the truth. It's the truth of Christ. It's His word tonight that sets us free. It's those things and that we shall be able, or that we should live in tonight. And glory to God. And if He makes you free, you shall be free indeed tonight. You'll not, shouldn't be wrapped up back in those things again. Well, glory to God tonight. But He says over in the third verse, or the third chapter of the book of Galatians, that's really where the text kind of kicks off. It says, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth?" Well, glory to God, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath evidently been set forth crucified among you. Well, glory to God tonight. The thought God had on our heart was this: He fought all the time with the church. I shouldn't say fought, but He had to talk all the time with the church of Galatians. They had a big problem. They wanted to go back and be under the law. They said, "Well, we got saved. We know the things of Christ. We know what He did for us, how He came and gave His life, and how He died upon the cross, and how He shed His blood there, how He went to the tomb." Well, glory to God. And on the third and appointed day, He rose again, bringing salvation to everyone that would believe. They knew those things. Well, praise be to God. They had a problem. They still wanted to keep the law. They still wanted to go back and do the things, if you'll have it, they wanted to do the things they used to do while trying to serve Christ today. Well, glory to God tonight. What God showed me was there's not many. I bet tonight, if I was to say who here tonight wants to live under the law, there wouldn't be a single hand go up. If you know anything about the law at all, glory to God, you wouldn't want to live under it. You wouldn't want to be part of it. You wouldn't want to have to live by those rules. But glory to God tonight, God showed me we won't try to go back to the law. But there's many times throughout our lives that we'll try to go back and live in the sin that we were once in. Well, glory to God. You say, "Preacher, I don't try to live in the sin that I was once in." Well, no, you in the spirit, you may not try to go back, but glory to God, in your flesh, you try to do the things you say, "I don't." I'm here to tell you tonight, you're a better person than me. There's times I've really got to fight with this flesh tonight. I've got to deal with it. I've got to try to keep it under control. Paul said, he said, "I die out daily unto sin." Well, glory to God. There's times we get wrapped up in it. And Paul's asking him about the law, if you will. We'll replace our problem of sin today. We'll replace the law with our problem of sin today. But glory to God. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth?" The word of God is the truth. There's people out there all over the world, everywhere you go, in your job, maybe in your home, maybe in your church, glory to God, that'll try to talk you out of living for God tonight. They'll try to give you a different way to live. They say, "Well, that's what they used to do." That's what happened to the Galatians. They said, well, you know, you got the law, or you got Christ, and you understand what it is, and you understand what it means and what He did for you. But they said, "Well, that's all good, but you still got to go back and follow the law." You know what? There's churches today, they'll tell you, "Yeah, you understand all about Jesus Christ, and you accepted Him." Well, glory to God, and that's all good. I'm here to tell you tonight, well, they'll say, "But you don't have to live like that. You don't have to worry about the Word of God tonight. You don't have to live the way the Bible says." But I'm here to tell you tonight, it doesn't line up with the truth of God. The Bible says that you should do and strive to do all things that are written in that book. Everything is good. Then glory to God tonight. But there's those that'll try to get you that have not. Well, glory to God. They knew exactly what had happened with Christ. This has been evidently set forth and crucified among you. There's people that say He wasn't crucified in Galatia. But you know what? The Word of God, the preached gospel of Jesus Christ was preached unto them. There was evidence that was presented to them to show them that Jesus had been crucified. There's people today, they'll say, well, I won't believe it because I don't see Christ. Just like old Dalton Thomas. Well, glory to God. He said, I'll not believe it until I can take my finger and put it in the scars in the palm of his hands and take my hand and thrust it in his side. Well, glory to God tonight. There's people that say, I won't believe it unless I see it. That's how the Galatians were. They said, we'll not believe it. We'll go back. But Paul said, well, glory to God. It's been preached unto you and you know the truth. Well, glory to God. And Christ told old Thomas there, he said, well, he said, he appeared to him when they were in the upper room. Then he said, well, Thomas, put your hands, put your fingers in the nail scars in my hands. He said, take your hand and thrust it in my side. He said, oh Lord. He said, well, you said, oh Lord, because you've seen me and you've seen the nail scars and you've seen the side, you were able to do those things. He said, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe tonight. Glory to God. And it says in chapter 2 or verse 2, it said, this only would I learn of you, received you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the faith of, or the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? You know, there's people today, they think, well, glory to God, they can just live any old way they want to live and they're going to be all right. They think it's part of the experience. There's Scripture. Well, glory to God. It says this. It says wherever grace, wherever sin is, grace does abound. Well, glory to God. You know, people want to hold on to that. They get down deep enough to get to that part. They'll say, well, I know if I sin, Jesus is right there. I know if I do things I shouldn't do. Well, glory to God. They say, well, I know if I go down to the bar or if I go to the gambling house, well, glory to God, or if I watch things I shouldn't watch or I do things I shouldn't do. Well, glory to God tonight. They say, well, I know the grace of God is going to be there to cover it all. Well, glory to God. You know what? You're right. He'll be there. The Bible says, where sin is present, and grace does abound. But glory to God. You know what? That's a problem we have. Everybody, they just want to read a little piece of what the Bible has to say. And it says that. But you go down just a little bit farther, and it says this. It says, shall we sin that grace may abound? God forbid tonight. I tell you what, tonight, sin, you don't need to go back to what you were. We've heard said a lot lately, and glory to God, we'll say it again tonight. Any man being Christ Jesus is a new creature. Glory to God. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You shouldn't have a desire. I'm here to tell you tonight, I used to say that's a lot. Don't say it much anymore. Well, glory to God, it's the truth. I said, well, when I was lost and undone, and I had a drinking problem, well, glory to God, and I said this, but you know what? Ever since I've been saved, I still have a drinking problem. And people say, well, I'm a preacher, you lost your mind. He has a drinking problem. But I tell you what, it's from a different fountain tonight. I don't drink of the things I used to drink. I still thirst for something. It's still something I've got to have. It's still something that's very dear to my heart, and I got to put it inside. But it's not the alcohol of this world. It's not the drugs and the things of this world. Glory to God. It's the Word of God tonight. It is the Word of God tonight. Glory to God. And in the fourth chapter, glory to God, in the 19th verse, and he goes back a little bit, and he says this to him. You again, we're talking, he's dealing with the Galatians about the law, and tonight God wants to deal with us a little bit about sin. Well, glory to God. In 19, it says this, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. Well, first of all, there's a couple things here. Glory to God. This isn't saying that he lost lost in salvation. It isn't saying that they're lost and undone. It isn't saying that they weren't able to be, well, glory to God. This isn't saying that God wasn't able to keep them. Well, the Bible says, glory to God tonight, that He's able to keep you, that no man can pluck you out of His hand. You're there for all eternity once you're one of His. Well, glory to God tonight. But it says, but He said, I'm going to travail with you again, my little children, my old children, of whom I travail in birth again. You know what I started thinking about? When the church bringeth forth and come together, and the mother church gets right with God and gets where it needs to be, and they begin to worship God, and they come together with one mind and one accord, and they begin to have a concern for the lost and dying world. They'll travail as a mother having a child in prayer, in love, in supplication. Well, glory to God, in sufferings for the lost and dying world, and to make sure they get what they need to be saved. And Paul, he's looking at them, and he's saying, you know what? He said he's already done it. How do you know he did it once? Because he said, glory to God, he said, of whom I travail in birth again. Well, glory to God. You know what this is, Brother James? This is kind of a revolutionary thought here. Now, glory to God. You say, why is it revolutionary? It's been around for a long time. Well, you know what Paul said? He said, I know where you've been. I know you've been born in the Spirit and in truth, and I'm willing to help to restore you back where you belong. Well, glory to God tonight. He said, you know what? He's saying this. He's saying, you know what? You missed the mark. Glory to God tonight. He said, you've gone astray. You need restoration. You know what he didn't say? And glory to God. This is something the church world, those in the church, children of God, need to hear tonight. We didn't say, well, you know what? I drove by, and glory to God, I seen you pulling out of the parking lot at the bar, and I need to beat you down for it. He didn't say, I seen you coming out of the gambling house, and I need to beat you down for it. He said, I didn't see on the Facebook that you're cheating on your wife, and I need to beat you down for it. He didn't say, I hate your guts, everything you did. I'm going to get on the phone and on the Facebook. I'm going to run you down. That's not what he said tonight, church. Glory to God. Paul said, I'm going to travail in birth again. I'm going to work for you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to do whatever it takes to help you get restored. Why is that? Because it's that important tonight. The Bible says, glory to God tonight. In Galatians 6:1, Lord God, it says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Glory to God tonight. I'm here to tell you tonight, you want to know why you're in the shape that you're in tonight? Because you didn't take the time to help your brother who was overtaken in a fault and restore him in the spirit of meekness, and not in the spirit of meanness, and not in the spirit of hatefulness, and not in the spirit of backbiting, and not in the spirit of gossiping. I'm here to tell you tonight, he said, in the spirit of meekness, restore such one, unless you likewise be overtaken in the same fault tonight. A lot of times we get in a place and we can't get out of. Why is it? Because we're not looking out for our brothers and sisters and taking a little time to pray for them and to care about them and to show them a little love tonight. Glory to God. And it says in the 20th verse, it says, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Well, glory to God. And that 20th verse in my little side title there, he said, I'm perplexed for you. Paul's telling him, he said, I don't understand you. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know why you're doing it. I'd like to come. I'd like to change my voice to you. I'd like to talk to you a little different than I did the last time. Well, glory to God. Preacher preached this morning. I'm talking about a good, a hard, a backbone, a back-breaking, hard message this morning about those who are here. Sometimes they need it. Not for the backbone of the church. Sometimes people need to hear it. Why is it? Paul had a desire. There's no doubt. The first time he went to him, he was in love and it was in caring. Tell him about Jesus Christ. The story of the cross. The message of the cross. How Christ, he loved you so night. You're here tonight and you're lost and undone. Christ loved you so much. Oh, glory to God. God loved you so much that He sent His only begotten Son to die upon a cross and to shed His blood that you might be saved. He had a plan. He had a desire. Glory to God. He wants you to know. Well, praise be to God. He wants you to know that you need to be saved. There's a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun. There's a terrible, terrible place called hell tonight that you need to stay away from. It ain't going to be no good. I remember somebody I know, when their dad passed away, he said, well, I know he's in hell and he's drinking and boozing it up and having a great time. And when I die, I want to go there too. I'm here to tell you tonight, you don't want to go to that place. Well, glory to God. Bible says there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. It says you'll die, and you'll never die. You'll die for all eternity. It's not a place to go. There ain't no parties going on there. Brother James, it isn't some place that people go to have a good time. It's a horrible, a terrible place meant for the devil and his angels tonight. But you know what? You get going. You tell people that. You can tell them about the cross, how good it is, what Christ did, how He hung there, how He shed His blood. Well, glory to God. How He was willing to look and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You can say all the good, beautiful pictures. And you say, how's that beautiful? Because of what Christ did. You can say all these things that are beautiful to the mind about what He did. And there's people, some saving with compassion. Some of them like it. Some of them want to hear it that way. Some, they want it that way. But you know what? When they come that way and they get back out in the world, sometimes you got to change the message a little bit. Sometimes you got to change it up. Sometimes it's hard. You say, well, that's the only reason it gets hard like that. It's because that old preacher, he doesn't like me. He's talking about this morning, earlier this evening. He doesn't like me. He doesn't have anything good to say about me. I'm a Christian. He shouldn't talk that way about me. Well, glory to God. Paul desired to go back to him. He didn't understand where they were or why they got there or why they were there, but he understood. He had a different message for him, and it was one of repentance, one of turning away from the things they wanted to do and serving God tonight. He said, for I stand in doubt of you. In 21, he says, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? He said, well, all these things we've gone through, you've seen, you've heard about what Christ did for you. You heard how He died and how He loved you so much that He wanted you to be saved. You've heard all the stories about the way He healed people and what He did as He walked by them, how they were healed, how they touched the hem of His garment and they were made to be whole, how He told them, how He touched their eyes and they went and washed in the pool and they were made to see. Well, glory to God, how the deaf heard, hear, and the dumb speak. You've heard all these things. Now, what is it? Have you not heard the law? Well, glory to God. He's saying, don't you remember what the law was like? And you know what the problem was at this point in time? They had gone a long way away from the law. They didn't really understand what the law was. They understand with their traditions, as in the washing of hands and pots and cups. They had understandings of things that they had that were men's laws, that were traditions, but they didn't really understand what the law was. Glory to God. He said, did you not hear the law? I can just hear him saying, don't you remember reading in the law how it was that if there was sin in your life, you had to go under the priest and he had to kill a calf, oh, glory to God, a heifer, oh, glory to God, or he had to take a dove and kill it, or take a dove and sprinkle it on the goat and send it out of the camp for a scapegoat to take the sins of Israel away, and then every year for atonement. Well, glory to God, how it was every year your sins had to be brought up again, over and over again, every year there. And the priest, he had to go and make atonement for himself. And then he could go into the holiest of holies and he could make atonement for you. Well, glory to God. Don't you remember all those things? They're not good. Don't you remember how all those things had to happen? But one came, glory to God, who tore down the middle wall of partition. And that's on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. He made a way. He came and died so that you could go directly to the throne of grace tonight. The Bible says, glory to God. He said, don't you remember those things? And glory to God, the law, it wasn't made. Well, glory to God. First of all, people want to say the law is done away with. Christ said this. Christ said the law is not done away with. Not one jot or one tittle shall pass away until it all be fulfilled. Well, glory to God. You say, well, we don't live under the law anymore. Then what's it for? Well, glory be to God. The Bible says right there in Galatians 3:24, it says, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. If you're here tonight and you're lost and undone, you're still under the schoolmaster. You're still under the law. You still have those things you've got to do. But if you're saved and born again, you're turned away. You don't have to worry about the law. Oh, why is it? Because the law that is written here on these tablets on our wall right here, they were the tablets of stone. They're no longer written there, but they're written on the tables of your heart tonight. The Bible says, glory to God. It says that it says the law. Glory to God. We were sitting here thinking about this. God showed us this in 1 Timothy. And it says this. It says, but we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man. Glory to God. But for a lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, and for sinners, for holy and profane, holy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, if you will, if it's contrary to the truth of God, that's who the law was made for. Glory to God tonight. If you know it, that's who the law was made for. Now why is it as you have a desire to go back and do those things again? What is it as you allow yourself to succumb to the desires of the flesh and to go back, and glory to God, and be back into the sin that you were once in? God calls us to be a holy people, to be a righteous people, and glory to God. He calls and says, well, you're going to be in the world, but you don't got to be of the world. And glory to God tonight. It's not our place to go back to those things. Why in your heart, and why in your mind do you desire to go back to them? Don't you remember the price of sin? Don't you remember tonight what sin cost you? Maybe you're still there tonight. Maybe you're still lost and undone. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're a child of God, but you're back out in sin and not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Don't you remember what it cost you? Don't you remember the time it cost you your family, your husband or wife? Don't you remember when it cost you that job? Don't you remember when it had you locked up? Glory to God, in places that you never want anybody to have to go tonight. I'm here to tell you, don't you remember the cost of sin? The cost of sin is greater than you're willing to pay tonight. I'm here to tell you, you're lost, if you're saved, and you go dabbling around, well, glory to God. You know the Bible says, God will not be mocked tonight. You can't go around claiming to be one of His, saying, well, I'm one of His. I'm just going to claim His name everywhere I go, and glory to God tonight. I do everything I want to do, but I'm going to live any old way I want to live. God won't stand for it. There is a price to pay when you're out in sin, not doing what God would have you to do. Well, you know what? Some of you may have been there before. Some of you may never have been there. Well, praise God for you. I've been there before, and I don't like it, not one bit. And glory to God, I'm here to tell you, it was a high cost. But I'll tell you this too, that the price that you paid for sin is not nearly the cost, what it cost my dear Savior tonight. You think about that tonight. You think about the sin in your life. Yeah, it may have cost you dearly, but it didn't cost you your life tonight. It didn't cost you. Not only it wasn't your sin, didn't cost your life, but it was your sin that cost the life of my dear Savior tonight. It wasn't only your sin. It was my sin. It was the pastor's sin. It was the sins of the whole world tonight that were laid upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ tonight, that He had to take those on Himself. And glory to God, He didn't have to. He chose to take those on Himself. And glory to God tonight, so that you and I could be saved tonight. Without that price being paid tonight, there was no way for us to be set free. We were in bondage. We were under bondage. There was no way for that price to be paid by us. You know, there's people today that think, well, I'll be good enough. I'll do the right thing. I'll give enough money to the church. I'll help out enough elderly people. I'll help out enough orphans. I'll help out enough young people. I'll help out enough widows. Everybody today thinks they've got a way. They're going to work their way into heaven. Some people think there's nothing they got to do. But I'm here to tell you, there's not a price that can be paid outside of the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. It's the only way to get into heaven. It's the only way to get there tonight. Well, glory to God. And well, we know, and tonight we'll come and get a song. We're done. But tonight, just remember, you're no longer under the bondage of sin. No more tonight are you under the bondage of sin. No. And they say, well, what happened to our sin? Where did it go? You know, we talked about having to remember, we're going through the things that people do about forgiveness and things like that. But it says in the Bible that God chooses not to remember our sins any longer. He chooses not to remember them. It doesn't mean, it's not that He had to. It's not that He forgot about them. God knows everything about them. But He chose tonight not remember our sins anymore. If you're here, you know what? We'd be good in ourselves. We testified the other night when we was up here opening for service how I wish I didn't have to go through everything I went through before I got saved, because those things come in my mind and I remember them, and I remember them in my mind, and my flesh gets stirred up and it says, well, now I want to go back and do that. And you know what? It's easy. People say it's hard to do that. Well, I tell you what, it's easy for the flesh to want to go do the things we used to do. But through and by the Spirit of God tonight, it tells you, it shows you, it lives inside of you. And that's what they talk about in the Old Testament prophets. Well, glory to God. And they had the Spirit would descend on them for a period, and then it would go away. Well, God would talk to them. But praise be to God, He gave us an indwelling Spirit for that war that takes place on the inside. The flesh against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. But if you'll have it, if you'll spend your time seeking and serving God, I'm here to tell you tonight, that Spirit will beat out that old flesh. That Spirit is stronger than the flesh tonight. It's stronger than the things you fight in this flesh. You say it's tough, it's hard. Well, glory to God tonight. God didn't say it'd be easy, but He said, if you'll depend on Him and give Him all your attention and try to be holy and work towards a holy life in a repentant way, glory to God, if you'll repent of the things in your life, He said He would be just to be there for you, and He'll help you through all the difficulties and the times you struggle with the hard things in this flesh to deal with tonight. Well, glory to God tonight, as we stand across the congregation tonight, glory to God, God wants you to think about the sins in your life. You may say, well, I'm not an adulterer. I don't do all those things. I'm not a drinker. I don't do drugs anymore. Well, glory to God. The Bible says, for he him that knoweth to do right and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You say, well, that puts down every day. It seems like something comes up. I'm here to tell you tonight, we all fail and come short. But I'm here to tell you, through and by the love and the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross, you can all overcome this flesh through and by His Spirit tonight.